Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
What's upset you now?
I mean, I had the worst dining experience of my life yesterday.
Good.
With Mikey. This is the fifth time we've visited this establishment. The food is excellent. The service has always been slow. The main guy in there is a little bit, there's a lack of urgency about him. You know, it just needs a bit of a...
What do you mean the main guy? What's the main guy in a restaurant?
Guy that sort of serves in there. It's just a small sort of family-run business. It's a very small place. I'm not going to name and shame them because I've had some great meals in there. But I will never be back. Fact. I have visited that restaurant for the final time. And what a shame that it ended like this. Because up until this point, the food is excellent. The service has always been lacking. But there is a sweet spot where the food is so good that it kind of makes up for how slack the service is. Until yesterday.
Cannot wait.
We were going between shows. Let me just give you the full timings of this. We arrived at the restaurant at 5:45.
Okay.
And it was quiet. It's always quiet, but he's one of these sort of people that makes a quiet restaurant feel like it's busy with his ineptitude, right? So I jokingly said to Mikey, I said, oh, this would be great. We've got, because we were doing something sort of later on. I said, oh, this would be nice. We can get this done. And then we've got like an hour to chill out before tonight. I then jokingly said, although we probably won't get served till 6:05. little did I know. So what he also does, this guy, is he'll keep threatening to serve you or like teasing you that he's going to serve you. Case in point, yesterday goes, right, guys, I'm going to serve you now. And then started making a pot of tea. It was unreal. Mikey, I mean, please feel free to jump in and back me up. That is word for word what he did.
Yeah, he was fucking
I was like,
mental.
Oh, sorry, mate, can we order? We've already been in it. This is now 6:03, I'm talking. We got in there at 6:45. We've been in there 18 minutes, okay?
Hang on a second, though. Why are you still there?
Because it's always slow. It's always slow. And I was just like, oh, you know, fine. I'm going to get you now. Then he starts making a pot of tea. I'm like, is this guy for real? Then he does a couple more things. I'm not exaggerating. This is the second time he's done this. It was kind of funny until yesterday. He starts sorting through his receipts. Doing his accounts while I'm sat there waiting to order food. It was unreal. So he finally comes over.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, Mike, can I get the... Mike, I wanted the same thing that Mikey had the day before. And I said, oh, can I get two of the... they were called
Mixed meat plate.
That was it, Mikey. And he was going, good choice. I could tell by how invested he was in telling us what a good choice we'd made. That the information wasn't really registering. And then he goes, oh, you know, I want to give you
Did he write it down?
He did write it down, but right. It was just, I didn't want to check. I go, you have written down the right thing there, because that's rude, isn't it? But like, alarm bells were already ringing at this point. And he goes, I'm going to get you guys a drink. We've been in there 5 times. Thank you very much. Choose a drink of your choice on the house. So I said, all right, a couple of iron brews. Thank you very much. He brings the iron brews over. Then 6:05 come and goes, 6:10, 6:15 now. We've been in there 30 minutes. Also, I should add, the tables either side of us arrived at the same time and are now on their second course. So I'm sat with Mikey going, this is fucking ridiculous, mate. I can't, starting to get a bit tense. So I said, sorry, mate. He goes, yeah. It's just coming now. It's all good. And I said, and I then did check. Because, oh no, that was it. Sorry. He brought out two bowls with cutlery that you don't get with the mixed meat plate. And I was like, he's not got the right order. I said, sorry, can I just check that you've got two mixed meat plates there? Because like, it goes, oh no. He goes, Then he basically grassed himself up. He goes, oh, don't worry, it's all right. They haven't started making it yet. He just said it was on its way. And he goes, no, that's fine. We can change the order. And he but like making out that we'd made them. He goes, you didn't order that. I was like, that's what we did order. And he goes, no, you didn't order that, but I could change it. It's like, no, you're not changing it. You're putting it back to what the original order was. But don't make out, you're not changing it. You're correcting your mistake is what you're doing. So he goes off. And again, you know, there's just a real sense of inactivity coming. 25 past six, right?
That's so good.
We have now been in this restaurant 40 minutes. I said to Mikey, we're going to have to go in a minute, man. I can't, like, this is just... So we said, right, we'll give it 5 more minutes. Okay, like, and I just sort of said, look, he goes, yeah, it's coming now. 2 minutes. Then again, it's just like this little sort of, it was like theatre. It's coming, oh, like pointing over, oh, it's coming soon, like that. And then at half past.
Oh my God, for 45 minutes.
At half past, I was like, we've got to go. I mean, we've just got to go. So I got up. I said, look, I'm sorry, we've got to go now. I don't have the time. Right. And he goes, but no, we have to change the order, you know? And it's like, well, you haven't started making the first one. The two tables either side of us have fucked off ages ago. They've come at the same time of us and eaten a two-course meal in the time it's taken for us to not eat ours.
Oh, my God.
He then... This is the bit I will never get over. He then charged us for the Iron Brews. We went into a restaurant for 45 minutes and had two Iron Brews, which we didn't want. And we had to pay for them. I've never seen anything like it. And they were like going, oh, you know, like making out that we'd done something. It's like, we've been in here for... I was planning to spend half an hour in their tops. We were in there for 45 minutes and didn't eat. Yeah, well, we just didn't... We didn't imagine going into a restaurant for 45 minutes and leaving still hungry. Hungry and angry.
Oh, God.
And the problem is, I just can't go back there now.
I need... Can we bleep it out? Can you tell me... To tell me where this is. I cannot wait. I'm going. I am going after the show. I'm going.
I mean, the food is amazing. Don't get me wrong. But you cannot wait 45 minutes. You also can't tell someone you're about to take their order and then start making a pot of tea.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
This makes my complaint quite mild.
Go on.
Well, what I wanted to moan to you about was just door locks that you have to kind of turn the opposite way of what the lock is doing. you know what I mean? So
door locks. You have to...
Yes. So you know, like, so my key at home, you put the key in, right? Mm. Now, obviously, left should be that unlocks the door, shouldn't it? You should turn that anti-clockwise.
Yes. Right. Absolutely right. Yeah.
And I
that's
can't.
That's the industry standard.
Right. Industry standard. It just really annoys me when you have to turn it clockwise to unlock it. I just think, why have you done that? But I feel like you've had a worse time at that Indian restaurant than I have at a door.
Yes.
I was just like that. I just don't understand why that's happened. Why have they designed... there are just so many things in life you go, if I was making that, I was an inventor, I was an entrepreneur, you go, right, I'm going to have the lock here. This is how you unlock it. And then I turned it the way that would seem as if it locked it. You go, you can't do that. That's mental.
If you were an inventor, what sort of thing do you think you'd invent? Have you had any ideas for inventions?
Oh, I did once. What was it? Oh, the only thing I thought of automatic email address, like input, before it happened.
Oh, really?
So I thought, why we're all typing in our email addresses. Why isn't there just a button that is your email address?
Mm.
But that's kind of happened now because it automatically fills it out. But that I thought of that before.
Well, we only got your word to take for that. Unless you time coded it somewhere.
But all inventions are basically, I didn't know, but all inventions are basically, isn't this true? All inventions are just someone coming up with a way of not having to do something. Just a way of being lazy. That's what all invention, every single invention is, then I won't have to do X. If we invent this, I won't have to do it. You go, if we invent a plane, I won't have to swim to France.
Yeah, but if you invent a spade, it means you've got to dig a hole. So that kind of...
Yeah, but if you invent a spade, it'll be easier than using your hands. All inventions are just for people that can't be bothered to do something. That's all they are, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's a fork? A fork is so my hands don't get dirty, wash my hands.
This is an insight into my life at the moment. I've just had to eat a bowl of Shreddies with a teaspoon.
But there you go, the spoon. The spoon. The spoon is so you don't have to eat the cereal with your hands.
You sort of talk about torture and kind of.
I do a lot. That's been my. Yours has been broken. And mine's been torture. That's been the word of our month.
You know, you sort of talk about like, you know, what length of time, how long, if every day you had to eat meals, but every day you had to do it before you had to do it with like a teaspoon. How long do you think it would be before you just gouged your own eyes out with it? I've just done it. It was really annoying. Little spoonfuls. I reckon a week.
I've got something that is in relation to what you're saying that I've only just remembered. Now, I actually went out last night. I went out for the first time.
Okay.
Now, obviously, I don't drink. But I kind of felt that when you're around drunk people, you kind of get into the swing of things. And I got home, and I think you know this, Paul. I'm not the tidiest of people.
Yeah.
There were no knives.
Right.
There were no clean knives. You've known me for 15 years. Did I spread the butter on my toast with a fork?
Yes.
And do what? Go on, what?
Have you ever done it with your bare hands?
I wish I could say yes, I've not done that. But do you know what's just happened?
I can imagine you doing it.
No. But I know what's just happened. I know what's just happened. I've only not done that because I just haven't thought of it. You have planted
there
the seed.
Go. And necessity is the mother of invention.
See? That's what I... Hang on. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah. You've not heard that saying before.
Hang on. That's just a really nice, concise way of saying what I was trying to say earlier.
Well, it's not. It's kind of like necessity. Oh, God, I need to get out of this house. What shall I do? Well, I'll fit a door fitting that turns the opposite way to every
other
door.
Well, no. Surely if you want to get out of the house, don't have a door.
Why?
Because then you could just get out easier.
But if there was no door, it'd just be walls, which would also make it a lot more difficult to get out.
I'm now confused.
I'd love to watch you over the course of a week in a room with no doors, just walls. I'd rather watch that than Big Brother. Just see sort of what you did.
Have I ever said this to you when talking to you, right? When else would I have said it? I can only say it when I'm talking to you. Right. I don't like a light door. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
A weightless door.
You like to hear it shut behind you.
Yeah, I like a door that if someone slammed it into me, it would hurt.
What?
A proper door, let's call it a fucking door.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah, the doors here are good. They do slam shut. That's the only problem. They're sort of spring loaded. So if you kind of just if you forget to sort of let, you know, kind of help them shut, they will slam behind you.
Holy shit! Right, so I'm living on my own up here. So sometimes I have thoughts that I'm not going to share with people and kind of have the discussions that I like to have in my life. And you've just reminded me of a thing that I wanted to talk to someone about, but there was no one here to talk about it. So,
go on.
Would you prefer a front door that shuts behind you or not? What a question! What a question! That is what this is. Come on.
That shuts behind you.
Yeah. You right, front door. We're building your house again. You're rich, millionaire, can have whatever door you want. This is the door. No, there's only two options. You can't have like an electric door. There's just two options. You can have a door that shuts behind you or not. So like a door where you can just walk into your house. You don't even have to turn around and shut it. It's going to shut behind you.
Yeah.
Or not. Which one are you going for? Fucking love this shit.
What I will say is I think I care a lot less about this than you do.
This is what I think about in my spare time. What do you know what I'm talking about though?
Yeah, I do. So an automatic shutting door.
I wouldn't call it automatic because an automatic door is, you know, what you'd get in a hospital or something when you walk into A&E. I mean, just a door that shuts behind you. I've just removed the word automatic, but...
I'm sorry, this is not the answer you're looking for. I literally could not care.
No, you've got to make... I've got a gun to your head.
Okay, one that shuts behind me. But what I will then say is, I'm only saying that because you've got a gun to my head. That's not the actual answer. And you said it, and I've fulfilled my contractual obligation, so you can no longer shoot me. But what I would then say, as I'm walking away and you're putting the gun back in your pocket, I still don't care.
Think about your life. Think about you getting home with the family, you're getting back with shopping, maybe you've bought something, maybe you haven't, maybe it's raining. Think about all... You're going to live in this house forever. You're not going to move. You've only got one choice of door for the rest of your life. Really think about it, Paul, just for me. For me, think about it. Do you want the door to shut behind you or not?
God. I know it's normally you that says this, Sean, but what are you talking about? Why? Which one would you prefer?
I don't know.
You tosser.
Sean here, just quickly... That is not the whole episode. That is only 15 minutes of our hour-long episode, which you can listen to for only £4.50 a month. That's like £1 a week. £1 a week is like it's less than a coffee a week for me and poor little poor boys. You can find us on patreon.com/WUYN. There's a link in the bio. If you tap that, it will take you to the Patreon where you can listen to the full episode. And the library goes back weeks. There is hours and hours of content. We have you, the listeners, sending in voice notes with the things that get your goat, and we respond to them. We have a good time. It is your favorite podcast. It is the funniest podcast. It is What's Upset You Now. Please join the Patreon.